You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
Good morning to you, Adam Gilchrist, on the line there from London. Now, your first story is one that's very interesting because it sounds, I don't know, very unfamiliar to South Africans. What, an Indian billionaire on the run, wanted by law enforcement authorities. Where have we seen that one before?
Yes, there's two takes on this, I suppose, because on the one hand, absolutely, you have Indian authorities saying that they want to question Nirav Modi about an alleged fraud. He is said to have scammed one of India's largest banks out of, well, close to $1.8 billion, which is a fabulous amount. You kind of wonder how they could get that in the mire and why the loans weren't checked. But there again, he's a billionaire. He's a diamond jeweler. He has a lot of assets, does Nirav Modi. On the other hand, the other take on this, as his lawyers are saying, oh, no, he's not on the run. He's just overseas on a business trip. Which point you think, okay, how long can you actually peddle that particular story? So Indian authorities have now seized a dozen luxury cars, including a Porsche and a Rolls Royce. We know that. Also, all sorts of diamonds and other stones and gold and jewelry. But all of this adding up to, frankly, peanuts in comparison with this man's particular wealth. He also moves in very swanky circles. Kate Winslet, Naomi Watts, he's made jewelry for. He was at the World Economic Forum last month with the Indian Prime Minister. So there's another question. How far does this fraud go, this alleged fraud? At any rate, where does the scam reach? A dozen people arrested, but not the main man so far. He's somewhere in the world, either hiding out or having business meetings.
On some holiday trip, as he says. Now, Prince Harry's unwelcome surprise?
Yes, a letter containing a substance. The moment you say that, you think, oh, and you can imagine when this letter with the substance in it turned up at St. James's Palace, all hell was breaking loose and police were called and they took it very seriously, and a white powder was found inside the envelope with a letter as well. Also, I have to say, it was the day after an envelope with white powder was sent to an MP at Westminster, not so very far away. Now, it just so happens Prince Harry and Meghan Markle were nowhere near the palace at the time. I think they were at the other end of the country on a trip, but certainly would have got nowhere near the envelope. And interesting, at first, there's this sort of anthrax ricin kind of alert. But in fact, having dismissed that and the white powder was not found to be suspicious, the package itself is suspicious, and police are saying they're treating it as a, quote, racist hate crime. The significance of white powder, given Meghan Markle's Afro-Caribbean background, or half Afro-Caribbean background and so forth, is there really something in that? It's an extraordinary thought that somebody's trying to make some rubbish message in this way, and how upsetting it would be. But on the other hand, I suppose they have to take these things seriously, and police are trying to track down whoever did it.
And we've been talking, of course, this morning on our show, Adam, about just people's bad behavior on the roads. Now, you've got a story about a rich woman who gives a particular excuse for driving drunk.
Yeah, she was trying to justify her bad behavior. Absolutely. A very posh woman called Barbara Woodward, a wealthy widow, lives in a £6 million mansion in Cheshire, just south of Manchester. She appeared in court anyway. She was caught drink driving three times over the legal limit. And basically, there's no excuse, is there, that enables you to get away with it. But she argued the reason she was drink driving in the first place and the reason why she shouldn't be banned for drink driving is because her driveway is too long to walk. Which point?
Wow.
There's the Barbara Woobers of this world, and then there's the rest of us, isn't there? I think there was laughter in court as the lawyer explained that she couldn't manage the trudge to the main road from her front door. She got banned anyway for 2 years from driving. But the accompanying newspaper headline, I rather like, Driving Miss Lazy.
Driving Miss Lazy, indeed. Adam Gilchrist, have a fantastic weekend on the line there from London. Now, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we ask you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. Today's question comes from Leila Lewitz, who tweeted, why do shoe and clothing sizes in each country differ from one another? Or at least in some countries, I imagine. Hashtag Emirates Worldview. It's an excellent question. And to get the answer, we spoke to Rory Millam, founder of Figure Forms.
It's a much larger topic than can be covered succinctly. Often brands and retailers around the world control their own sizing. But the main thing comes down to size designation from one country to the next. For example, the size designation in South Africa what we might call a lady's size 8 or 10 or 12. In Europe, they use a different size designation. So as an example, a size 10 in South Africa would be called a size 38 in France, or a size 42 in somewhere like Italy. It's more of a size designation issue. But often they are based around certain body types and body measurements. And it's really how a retailer markets their sizing to their customers. So from retailer to retailer, they may have their own standardized sizing, which is subjective from one to the next. The greatest example of this is what they call the alpha sizing, such as small, medium, and large. So for one retailer or brand, their medium may be the same as another retailer's large, to give an example.
So in essence, what Rory is telling us there is it's still as confusing as can be. But congratulations to Leila Lewitz for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won 1,000 Rand, courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
If you have a burning question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
So, what's it like traveling with him?
Sue, he is such a drama queen. First the hotel wasn't to his liking, then the opera seats were too far back. But he's very sweet. Oh, and he treats me like a princess.
Wait, can't he hear you?
Oh, darling, I'm calling from my private suite. He can't hear a thing.
Experience ultimate privacy in your private suite when you fly Emirates First Class. To book or find out more, visit emirates.com/ZA. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.